You're listening to SBS News.
Labor leader Bill Shorten has delivered his budget reply speech in Parliament, opening with a promise to push Australia to be the best it can be.
Women and men of Australia, a budget should sketch the big picture. Build for the long term, right? Australia large. Be ambitious, be as bold as the Australian people. That's what a Labor government will do. Strive for the best, because Australians deserve the best.
Mr. Shorten dismissing the Coalition government's 2019 budget handed down by Liberal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, calling it a presentation of numbers which fail to address reform or where the country should be headed. He says Labor will right the cuts the Liberals have made to the education and health sector.
Tonight, the first commitment I can give Australians, and one of the most important. If we win the next election, we will put back every single dollar that the Liberals have cut from public schools and public hospitals.
The Labor leader says his government is committed to education and ensuring all Australians have equal access at all levels. If elected, Labor will open up an extra 200,000 university spots and invest $1 billion in TAFE and apprentices, ensuring 150,000 Australians attend TAFE with no upfront fees and opening up 100,000 new apprenticeship opportunities. He also guaranteed universal access to preschool and early learning for every 3- and 4-year-old for 15 hours a week, 40 weeks a year.
I want every child participating in sport, trying drama, learning music, going on camps, getting access to new technology, and not as optional extras to which parents pay increasing levies, not as luxuries that rely on the teachers raising the money themselves. I want it guaranteed. Guaranteed because every school in Australia should offer every child the same world of opportunity. Oh, there is one more thing that we'll do to make Australian schools the best in the world. We'll make Tanya Plibersek the Minister for Education.
Under Labor, workers who earn below $40,000 will receive a higher tax break, with Mr. Shorten promising to bring back penalty rates within the first 100 days of being Prime Minister if he is elected. Those who earn between $48,000 and $126,000 will receive the same tax cuts as the Coalition promised in its 2019 budget. Labor will also look to introduce a fair work wage in order to address the rising cost of living and are promising a stronger surplus.
And tonight I recommit that that is what Labor will take to the next election. Stronger surpluses, paying down national debt faster. Yeah. Guaranteeing everything from our commitment to defence spending at 2% of GDP, drought relief for farmers, and keeping our borders secure.
The most significant of Labor's budget is a $2.3 billion investment in cancer care, which will eliminate almost all out-of-pocket costs for cancer scans and treatment. The drugs recommended by experts for cancer treatment will also be listed on the Pharmaceuticals Benefits Scheme.
And to my fellow Australians tonight, I want to conclude by talking to you directly in your lounge rooms about our vision for the most significant investment in Medicare in a generation. Cancer is one of the biggest killers in our nation. Not for nothing is it called the emperor of all maladies. 1 in 2 of us will be diagnosed with cancer at some stage in our life. 145,000 of our fellow Australians are diagnosed with cancer each year, and 50,000 die. One way or another, we will all witness the ordeal. I saw it with my mum and her battle with breast cancer. Chloe and I have seen it with dear friends of ours, some old, some far too young. Cancer is frightening, it's isolating, it's exhausting. And all too often, though, it's impoverishing.
Mr. Shorten says his party also wants to see the National Disability Scheme up and running effectively. This means uncapping the staff numbers within the NDIS and putting people with disabilities in the decision-making roles within the program. Labor is also promising to take real action on climate change by offering a $2,000 rebate to families seeking to install a battery storage system in their homes.
The climate change debate has poisoned this parliament for 10 years. And it's most certainly paralysed the current government. So tonight, let's deal in simple facts. Climate change is real. It is doing real damage to our economy and to our environment. And we can measure the cost of inaction. Bushfires, droughts, floods, and extreme weather and damage to our farmland and our reef. For the sake of the Australia that we hand on to our children, a Labor government will reform, will not shirk the task of reform. It will take real action on climate change.
Mr. Shorten says Labor's budget reflects the values of health, family, the environment, and investing in the future. He says voters need to think about what type of Australia they want to create when they cast their ballots in the May federal election.
Do we want the best healthcare system in the world or the biggest tax loopholes? Do we want our children to get the world's best education or the world's most generous tax subsidies? Do we want a fairer, more equal country where the economy works in the interests of everyone? Or do we want another 3 years of drift with the top end of town profiting much better than everybody else? My team and I have made the reform decisions to put a Fair Go action plan for Australia so that Australia can be the best that we should be.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.